Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Are you aware that hundreds, maybe thousands of years ago, people believed in the existence of unicorns? Yeah, it's true. You know, today we know of those mythical creatures. Yeah, we know they're myths. We actually know that. But, you know, there are plenty of proverbial unicorns out there that people still believe in. Yeah. And when it comes to investment real estate, especially residential income producing investment real estate, there are investors out there that are constantly on the look for a unicorn property. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, wait a minute. You just told me unicorns are a myth, but people are actually looking for a unicorn property. That's correct. That's correct. See, what happens is people get it in their head that there is the perfect. And when I say the word perfect, I actually mean the word perfect. There is a perfect property waiting for them. And all they have to do is just find it. When they find this perfect property, it's going to have all the things that they expect the property to have. It's going to give them excellent cash flows. It's going to give them great equity captures, and they'll be able to do the deal for absolutely no money out of pocket. Yeah. See, that is a unicorn deal. It is an absolute unicorn deal. And we're going to talk about unicorns today. Actually, I had a property show up this week in my inbox. There was a unicorn deal. I mean, this particular deal, when I ran the numbers, I had to take a step back and I had to go, wait a minute, man, this can't be right. Let me double check my figures here. Well, let me just tell you what this unicorn deal was telling me it could do for me and my investing strategy. So it's a smaller property. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home. It's a little over 700 square feet. Okay, so let's be honest. That's kind of small for a house. But if you compare that square footage to the average apartment size, yeah, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath in a 700 square foot property might be comparable to what somebody is currently living in an apartment community. And the big differences between the house and the apartment community, well, I mean, there's a lot of differences. You know what they are. I mean, think about it. The resident now can live in their own house. They have their own driveway. They have their own backyard. They have their own front yard. They don't have people on the other side of the wall from them. Yeah. For many people, that's an upgrade. To transition from apartment living to single-family home living is an upgrade. So let's talk a little bit about who your customers might be. I mean, who are the people that you're going to rent this particular property to? All right, well, let's think about it. So a little over 700 square feet. So again, not a huge property, but this is a great property for a married couple that maybe has one or two, maybe three, possibly three, I don't know, you know, small children. And it gives them a different living environment than maybe what they were experiencing in the apartment community. Yeah. Now, people make decisions on where to live based on their own desires, their own needs. So even though a 709 square foot house to you might be, man, that's too small, I couldn't live in that, you're not going to rent this property. You are not going to rent this property. Your resident will rent this property from you. Yeah. And they're going to get great value. So here's the other thing that I didn't tell you about the property, which makes it an absolute unicorn deal. You can get into this property for cash out of pocket of $1,500. You heard me correctly. $1,500. Matter of fact, my estimate really came in at $1,489. That's right. That means when the dust all settles, from the time you acquired this property to the time you renovated this property to the time you found that great resident to sign a one-year lease to the time you did the long-term financing transaction, you're out of pocket less than $1,500. Yeah. And here's the other thing. This property actually is producing pretty decent cash flows. It's exceptional cash flow given the amount of money that you're actually putting into the deal. This thing is going to cash flow about $320 a month. Now, when you do the calculations to determine what that translates into as far as a return for you, you're taking that $322 a month in passive income. When you annualize that, you're looking at $3,864. And when you divide that $3,864 by the $1,489 that you put into this deal, you're getting a cash-on-cash return. Are you ready for it? 260%. That's right, 260%. Yeah, this is phenomenal returns on the cash flow. And it doesn't stop there. There's something else that is really attractive about this property. Given the fact that the ARV of this property works out to be about $109,000, meaning in the area that it's at, properties that are all fixed up, that are in great condition, are trading for about $109,000. But because this thing is so jacked up, you can buy it for $34,000, which means you're going to capture over $22,000 of equity. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this unicorn. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession. A crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, we're talking about unicorns. You know what unicorns are, right? I mean, unicorns are these, they look like a horse. They got a singular horn sticking right out from their forehead, or I don't know horse anatomy, so I'm assuming it's the forehead. Yeah, it's the part of the head that's kind of by the eye. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen unicorn pictures before. You know, they've got maybe a rainbow mane, and you know, maybe they're pink, and yeah, you know, little kids, man, they think unicorns are cool, but over time, little kids grow up and they realize that unicorns are just that. They're not real. They're mythical creatures. Yeah, outside of, you know, maybe seeing one in the movies because some Hollywood special effects person was able to mock up a horse to look like a unicorn, I've never seen one. Absolutely never seen one. But I have seen what we call unicorn properties. A unicorn property gives you the best of everything that you're looking for in a property. It's like manna falling from heaven. It's the best thing you could deal with. The absolute best thing you could deal with. And I had a unicorn property show up in my inbox. Matter of fact, one of the realtors that I have a relationship with, his name's Trey, he sent this thing to me and I went, dang. He goes, are you interested? And I'm like, well, it doesn't quite meet my investing objectives for the type of property I want to acquire. But man, the numbers are just like everything that you're looking for in a property. It's all boom. It's all right there. You've got an ARV that's high enough to allow you to acquire the property, rehab the property, do everything that you need to do. Oh, and here's the thing. You're able to acquire that property for a really low price. The owner of the property is willing to let it go for a very low price. So what numbers am I talking about? Okay, so the ARV on this thing, $109,000. That's right. That's what these size properties in that neighborhood all fixed up, they're trading for. There are people that buy these properties to live in. Because at $109,000, there isn't a whole lot of housing out there or housing stock out there that's quote unquote affordable. So this particular property falls right into that affordable range. Here's the other thing. You can buy the property for $34,000. That's right. So the price point going into this thing is really, really low. As a matter of fact, the acquisition price is only 31% of the ARV, which gives us a huge spread of equity. A huge spread of equity. And it's that spread of equity. Oh, you don't know what equity is? Okay, so the spread of equity is the difference between the $109,000 ARV after repair value and the $34,000 that you can buy this property for. So that spread is right at $75,000. And it's that equity that you're going to take advantage of as you go through the process of acquiring, renovating, and putting this property back into service. Yeah, and you're going to use something called a hard money loan. A hard money loan isn't really that hard. It really isn't hard. I don't know why they call it a hard money loan, but what a hard money loan essentially is this. It's an asset-based loan, usually made by non-conforming lenders. In other words, these are usually private lenders, people that pool money together and then lend that money to guys like me and you so that we can acquire properties, rehab the properties, and put them back into service without using all of our own money. Yeah, very important to not use all of your own money, especially when you're starting out. So that hard money loan is going to allow you to buy the property and do, in this particular case, just about all the repairs that you have to do. And then when you complete the renovations, you find that great resident to lease that property from you. You do the long-term financing. When the dust all settles, your cash out of pocket is less than $1,500. So let me talk about some of these returns here. So this particular property, based on what you can run it for in the marketplace, based on what your loan requirements are, is going to produce $322 a month, which is not bad cash flow. Now, my personal preference, I'm not saying this has to be your preference, because you have to establish your own goals and objectives. Do not use my goals and objectives as your goals and objectives, because you're different than I am. You're trying to do something kind of like I am, but our paths are not exactly the same. Yeah, so you have to sit down. You have to look at what your resources are. You have to look at what you're trying to accomplish. And then you got to put your plan of attack together to do this. Now, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to help you through this entire process. So don't think you got to do this, you know, just by listening to the radio. But here's the thing. The cash on cash return on this property, 260%. That's right. A 260% return on your investment. That's like taking $1,500 and putting it in, I don't know, let's say Bitcoin, because, you know, everybody's like speculating in Bitcoin right now. That's the new Vegas, I guess. You're turning that initial investment into an annual gain of almost $3,900. And that annual gain is going to be offset by the depreciation that you take on this property. As a matter of fact, you're only going to be liable for taxes based on what the depreciation schedules are. $693 is your tax liability. So you'll be taxed on $693 of income if you buy this property. Yeah, that's the simple math. And here's the other thing. The capital gains, man, the return on capital gains is just phenomenal. And you're saying, okay, what is that? What is that return on capital to gains? Okay, let me take a step back. Remember earlier when I was talking about you could buy this property for about 31% of what the after repair value was? That gives you a huge block of equity that you get to work with. Yeah, you're actually going to capture about $23,300 in equity to do this deal. In other words, your all-in price is going to be like in the 80,000s, even though the property is worth $109,000. Now, check this out. Your return on capital gains is an insane, insane number. It is 1,565%. That's right. That's what the math says. The math says when you take $23,300 in captured equity and you divide it by the $1,489 you put into this deal, you get insane returns on capital gains. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I could keep going on and I could keep setting up this standard for you that unicorns are everywhere. Well, let me be frank with you. Unicorns are not everywhere. The last time I saw a deal like this come across my desk was probably about 7 or 8 months ago. So they're very rare, but they do exist. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about what you really need to focus on. Stick around.
Dale Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the elusive unicorn. And you know what? I actually spotted one. I actually had a unicorn deal show up in my inbox this week. And I'll tell you what, I almost bought it. I didn't buy it. I chose not to buy it. I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but I chose not to buy it. But man, it was tempting. It was tempting. Now, Tim sent me an email over the break because Tim's listening, obviously, and he knows how to get a hold of me. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, all you need to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. askal@luinc.com. You can ask me anything. I'd prefer that it be real estate related, but you know, I'm an easygoing guy and I'll respond to you. I respond to everybody. Tim was saying, okay, dude, I was listening to these crazy unicorn returns that you were spouting off. I don't know. He was much nicer than that. I'm just being a knucklehead. So he wanted to know what the returns would be on this particular deal if he held the property for 5 years. And you know, Tim, that's actually a very good point. What would the returns be over 5 years if you operated this property? Now, keep in mind, your entry-level cost to get into this particular deal was 1,000 $489. That's what my estimate is. So let's call $1,500. I mean, you know, what's $11 amongst friends, right? Tim, the long-term return over 5 years, you buy this property, you fix it up, you hold it for 5 years, you've got great residents living in that property the entire time. The five-year cash-on-cash return, in other words, the cash flow that this property will produce for you over 5 years is $19,320. That is my estimation. That is a 1,300% return on your investment over 5 years, just based on the cash flow. Here's the other thing. Remember, you're capturing about $23,300 in equity in this deal. And that equity is going to be there for you later on down the road. That equity is potentially not going to erode, unless, of course, market conditions go the wrong way. But, you know, the market's pretty healthy right now. It's a seller's market. And I think we're going to continue this trend for a while. So I think we're going to see property prices continue to appreciate. So if you use my very, very conservative number of 3.5% annual growth per year, this property should get to a projected future value of about $129,500. Now, that's only about a $20,500 increase in price. Because remember, we're starting with an ARV of $109,000. So 3.5% increase on $109,000 over 5 years, that's not a whole lot of equity, but it is still equity growth. You're getting the benefits of principal pay down. So every month when you pay that mortgage, a portion of that payment is going to reduce the principal that you owe, which increases your equity position. When you take into account that if you sell this property in the future, you're going to walk away with an adjusted capital gains of about $45,600. And that $45,600 takes into account that $23,300 of captured equity that you captured 5 years ago when you bought the property. Yeah, because remember, this thing only went up about, what, $20,500? So that's where that captured equity comes in. All of a sudden, it gets added to the bottom line. Yeah, good stuff, huh? You're going to get an adjusted capital gains of about $45,600. Now, to get the net number, you have to take that $1,489 that you originally put in this deal out of that number. So your net number is only $44,112. Yeah, that's what you're going to realize. When you add in the $19,320 of cash flow that this property produced over 5 years, the total return this property did for you in a five-year period is $64,000. Let's just call it $65,000. It's just under $65,000. So you took $1,489, and in 5 years, you turned that very small amount into $65,000. Now, that is the power of real estate. The return that Tim wanted to know, combined return, 4,260% return on your investment. Yeah, crazy, crazy numbers. Now, I don't want you to get enamored by unicorns. I don't. I don't want you to get enamored by unicorns. What I want you to do is to understand where you're trying to get to. What is it going to take for you to get to a place of retirement in the next 5 years? So you really need to sit down. You need to think about, okay, what do I need to live off of? And you need to calculate that out. You've got a number. You've got a number that you need to spend every month to maintain your lifestyle, whatever your lifestyle is right now. And I'm going to throw a curveball at you. If you're working for somebody else in a job and you get a W-2 at the end of the year because you're an employee, and let's say you're working, making, I don't know, I'm going to use easy numbers because it's Friday and my head is not deep into the math today. Let's say you make $100,000 a year. So, you know, initial thought is, well, I've got to replace $100,000 because that's what it costs me to live. No. You're looking at it the wrong way. See, that $100,000 is a salary. It's a salary. What you have to do is you have to look at what does it really cost you to live. I mean, you hang your hat somewhere, right? You have an apartment, you've got a house, whatever, wherever you live, there's a cost associated with living there. There's costs associated with all the utilities and services that you provide to that living space. There's a cost associated with transportation. There's a cost associated with clothing, with food, and other nutrition things. Maybe you need a gym membership because physical fitness is important to you. Okay, so you figure out what all those costs are. And that's closer to your real number. Another way to look at this is to say, okay, I make 100 grand a year. That's what my employer basically said. That's my compensation package. Okay, well, let's look at it a different way. How much are you paying in taxes and Social Security and Medicare every year? Because when you become a real estate investor, you're not paying Social Security and Medicare taxes. Now, you will if you get involved with flipping properties. That's a completely different animal. Flipping properties really isn't investing. The IRS knows that, and they tax you accordingly. But when you back out the taxes, the Social Security and Medicare, that 7.65% that you're not paying, when you back out the federal income taxes that you're paying on that $100,000, because with real estate, and I just told you in the example that I gave you on this unicorn property, the income streams that you receive are offset by the depreciation write-offs that you take on the property. So your tax liability is really, really small. So maybe your number is really closer to $60,000. And maybe if you live in a state that has state income tax, like California or New York, maybe your number's even less because you won't be paying a lot of that state tax. Now, I'm not pretending to be an accountant, a CPA, or anything like that. I'm just saying you have to compare apples to apples. So maybe $60,000 is a better number for you. If that's the case, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to meet that objective and get yourself retired. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I probably have you like on the hunt for unicorns, don't I? Yeah. You know what? Unicorns are okay. There's nothing wrong with a unicorn deal. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when they show up, you just go, cha-ching, man. It's kind of like getting a freebie. It is. It's like getting handed an asset, and the asset does everything that you expect it to do, and the amount of money that you put into that deal, very minimal, if even anything at all. See, that is a pure unicorn deal, and that's pretty much what I described to you earlier in the show. But let's get our heads grounded in reality, okay? Because if you wait for unicorn deals to show up, you might pick up one, possibly two properties a year. Maybe. And trust me, there are other people out there looking for those unicorn deals too. So you might get a little competition. You might not, but you might get some competition. So let's talk about what you really should be doing, because I think that is where your head needs to be. It's good to know that unicorns are out there, but we cannot get ourselves retired in the next 5 years chasing unicorns. We need to look at assets that are functional, that have potential, and have the ability to create what we're looking for in a property. That's correct. So before we went to break, I said, you know, hypothetically, let's say you make $100,000 per year. And then when you take off, you know, all these taxes that you're really not going to be paying because you're a real estate investor now, and that's how you're making your income. And most of your income is kind of offset by the depreciation. Now, you might pay a little bit of tax, but it's not going to be anywhere near what you're paying right now with that $100,000 a year job. So you take all those taxes off, and then you start thinking about, well, okay, you know what? I'm not driving 20 or 30 miles each way to work anymore. Yeah, I really don't have to drive anywhere except when I want to go look at a property. So all those costs of being an employee, they kind of melt away. They do, because now you don't have to, like, you know, go out and eat with the group in your office because, okay, it's Friday lunchtime or whatever you guys do, and spend, you know, $40 on lunch or whatever you do. You don't have to buy the nice clothes to be presentable. Okay, I get it. The majority of us have been working at home for the past year. I get that. But we are getting to a place in this country where we're going to get back to whatever version of normal looks like, but it ain't going to look like what last year looked like. I'm really confident on that. So when you start stripping away all these expenses that you don't have to actually go out and earn money to pay for, your actual number is a lot lower. So let's pick a number out of the air. I'm going to go with 60,000. Okay. 60,000 is an easy number for my brain to work with because that works out to be 5,000 a month. Essentially what you're saying is I need $5,000 every month to sustain my household, to get me to a place of retirement so that I don't have to go do that J-O-B thing anymore. What does 60,000 work out to? I mean, how many properties do you need? Well, let's just do some simple math. If the average cash flow for properties in the markets that we're investing in is about $400 per month, simple math tells me you need 12 and a half houses to meet your net. Okay, you can't have a half house. Okay, maybe that little 700 square foot one that I was talking about at the beginning of the show, that unicorn. Okay, that's kind of a half house. You're not buying it. Okay, so maybe the number's 13 properties. How long is it going to take you to get to 13 properties? Well, it depends. It depends. It depends on how quickly you can get yourself educated. It depends on how quickly you can build your teams. It depends on how quickly you establish relationships with a mentor. It depends on a lot of things. These are all things that we cover in our educational program when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So I'm not going to get into the weeds with that. But suffice it to say, if you need to get 13 properties in the next year, that's one per month. That's literally one per month. So what's beautiful about that, if you set up a team and you're able to acquire one property every month and get that property in the cycle and moving forward, and you've got the cash available to do that, you can get it done in 13 months. Now, maybe you want to go a little slower. Maybe 2 years is a better number for you. Maybe you want to pick up a property every 2 months. See, it's all personal preference. It all boils down to your comfort level. You can go as fast as you want, or you can go as slow as you want. Nobody is telling you that either way is right. You are in the driver's seat. See, you're actually in control of a business model. Yeah, you are in control. Not like that J-O-B thing where maybe you're not in control because somebody else is telling you what to do. See, in this real estate investing thing, you're in control. And that control is very important. It's very important. I want you to get used to being in control, because when we get you to that 13th house and you put that 13th resident in that property and you get all of those cash flows and you get that $5,000 actually be a little more than that because you got 13 properties, right? Okay, so $5,200 coming in, and you go, that's it. That's the magic moment. That's the magic moment when you are effectively fully in control of your life because you have the ability to look at your employer and say, hey, man, I'm done. I'm out of here. Or maybe you enjoy doing what you're doing. Maybe you're really good at it. I mean, I'm not telling you what you need to do with your life. You make that decision. But isn't it neat to be in a place in your life where you can call the shots? You may not have experienced that for a very long time, depending on what your life has been like. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, let's be honest. Society, as we know it, is designed to get us into the workforce and keep us in the workforce being productive citizens. Nothing wrong with being a productive citizen, by the way. And trading time for money to get to a place in the future that we call retirement, maybe the age of 65. Hopefully we got a big pile of money all built up. And then at the age of 65, we start dwindling that money down. Think about it. If you had 13 houses producing $5,200 a month in cash flow for you, and you're, say, the age of 40-something, and you don't have to go back to work, and you decide, you know what, now I'm going to work on the lifestyle because I'm going to buy more assets. So you do that, and you increase your net worth. You increase your cash flow. Things are going good. Now compare that to being 65 years of age, having a big pile of money that you've saved up in a 401k, and you start dwindling that down. Wow. Do the math. How much is in your 401k, or how much do you have in your retirement savings? Divide that by $5,000, assuming that's your monthly requirement. How long is that money going to last you? Yeah, that's a scary, scary result. Now, some of you think, well, you know what? I'm going to get Social Security, so that's going to bolster some of that. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably going to get some Social Security. That's cool. Go ahead and factor that amount in. So maybe your money is going to last a little bit longer, but you're still going to decline that money over time. So when you finally die, the people that you love that inherit what you leave behind are left with the scraps. Meanwhile, if you did the real estate investing thing back in your 40s and now you're 65 years of age and you not only own like 13 houses, you own 13 apartment communities. You don't worry about money anymore. Like when I was talking with Kirby yesterday, you know, the guy that retired at the age of 33 doing what we taught him to do. I asked him during the break, I said, dude, tell me seriously, do you really worry about money? I mean, do you just go, hey, you know what? I want to go to Europe this week for 3 weeks and, you know, you're going to take the spouse along with you and just go out and do what you're going to do. Do you worry about the cost of that? You know what Kirby told me? No, not in the slightest. Yeah, this is what real estate can do for you. This is why I come onto the air every day and I try and explain to you something that is very valuable for your life. It's a different methodology than what you've been doing. It's diametrically opposed to everything that we've been taught in life. And it works. It works very, very effectively. So you think about it. How much money do you need to, you know, go out and buy 13 houses? Well, I would say that if you're spending on average $25,000 per house cash out of pocket, regardless of the equity you're capturing and regardless of the cash flow, you're probably going to need about $350,000. And you're thinking, well, I don't have that much money. Not a problem. Let's get you started with the money that you have. Let's get that money working for you because we can transition your properties over time to get you the results you're looking for. If you want to find out how we do this, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.